Hi everyone, you're listening to Personalities at Kerry, your very own WP Kerry MBA podcast. Today, in episode number 69, we're chatting with Ian Riewoldt. Ian has a background in the sports business arena, and he comes to WP Kerry having been to Rio de Janeiro for the Olympics of 2016. Over the summer of 2018 though, he interned with the basketball team, the Indiana Pacers. To know more about him, here is our conversation with Ian Riewoldt. Hello everyone, welcome to Personalities at Kerry. This is episode number 69 and we are here today with Ian Riewoldt. Is that right? Did I get your last name?
Yeah, perfect actually. Okay, good.
Alright, so let's get started. Let me ask you our very first question, which is generally, give me your background, tell me what you were doing before coming to school, or what your qualifications were, and what made you come to WP Kerry.
Sure. So I grew up in Iowa, in the Midwest my whole life. Went to school out in Colorado for undergrad, where I played basketball. Then after that, I did 2 years of a program called Teach for America, where I taught school for 2 years. Came back to Colorado, worked in Olympic sports. I was fortunate enough to go to the Rio 2016 Olympics a couple of years ago, and then from there, I kind of wanted to expand my horizons a little bit, and so I came to WP Kerry.
Okay. How was the experience at Rio? Was that the first time you went for a large stage and everything?
Yeah, so I worked for Team USA, and we basically organized everything that all of the athletes and staff did down in Rio for the Olympics. So housing, food, transportation, competitions, medical stuff, recovery, basically anything that the athletes did, we arranged for them. And so that takes a lot of logistical details and time to plan, obviously, especially in a different country. So that's what I was working on. And then we executed the event and then moved on to the next one.
So, okay. Yeah. And what about when we hear in the news that they didn't organize it correctly? Is that true from your perspective?
That is very true. So in the Olympic Village, which is where most of the athletes live, they build these high-rise apartments to house everyone. And then so the construction was lagging. Apparently, they didn't have enough money to pay for the construction workers, so they didn't finish a lot of the stuff that they needed. For example, a lot of the toilets wouldn't flush, a lot of the sinks didn't work, and there were just a lot of things going on. So what we did is we tried to fix all of that ourselves. We brought in like plumbers and construction people to try and fix all that. And in my luggage on the way down, I had to bring a bunch of supplies in order for them to use to help try and fix it. So it was definitely an ordeal, but it made it through.
So, yeah. Okay. So why specifically WP Kerry? Did you try somewhere else? Did you want to do something else in a different location or a school?
Yeah, so I applied to a bunch of different schools, actually. I wanted to continue in sports, but I wanted to take a more analytical approach and an analytical job, hopefully, upon graduation. So I looked at a bunch of different schools, and WP Kerry was just the best fit overall. I mean, obviously, the forward focus was really great, but the alumni network here at ASU that works in sports, they had the sports business concentration, which drew me here as well. And then there's just a bunch of opportunities with analytics and sports here that weren't offered at other schools. So that was a big draw for me.
So did you come here with the concentration of sports business in mind, and did you add something onto it later?
No, I was always going to do sports business and then business analytics as well. I thought about doing marketing because there's a lot of marketing in sports, but I'm not really as interested in that part of it. So I was kind of set on those two going in, and that's what I've stuck with so far.
And of the courses that you've taken so far, is there a favorite course you want to recommend to other people?
Oh, yeah, totally. Obviously, decision modeling one with buyers was definitely one of my favorite courses. Incredibly challenging. Obviously, you were in that, weren't you? Yeah, you were in that.
Yeah.
Incredibly challenging, but you learn a ton, I feel like. So definitely that one. And then on the sports side, there's a sports analytics class that I took with Daniel McIntosh. And that was an incredible class too. It combined a lot of the analytical stuff that we were working on in BA into more of the sports world, which is really cool. So.
And when you came to the MBA program, you probably had some certain expectations of what an MBA is going to be like, the whole curriculum and stuff. Is there something that's outside the curriculum that kind of exceeded your expectations once you were here? You were like, wow, this was great that they have this.
Yeah. So I hadn't really taken business classes in undergrad. So I was economics, which is a little bit business, and then political science. So I hadn't really taken specifically like finance, marketing, all that stuff, supply chain. So coming here and then the breadth of those classes and the stuff that you get exposed to that I didn't get to experience in undergrad was fantastic. And that's something that really opened my eyes to more opportunities and more fields of study and more particular job focuses that you could be looking at. And that was something that was really cool to me.
And anything outside the curriculum, like career services, the clubs that we have, the events that we have on campus?
Yeah. That particularly? I just think all the events that we have combined with the clubs and the clubs that host events, Volunteer Council, I thought was really cool. I'd never heard of before. But they host some really good stuff. Net Impact is always having good speakers come in, and they host some great stuff as well. So definitely a couple of those things were fantastic.
So what was your experience getting the internship last year? What was your strategy going in, and what ended up happening eventually?
So I knew I wanted to work in sports. Sports is very different. It's kind of hard for me to use career services because most of their energies are focused on more corporate jobs or supply chain, obviously, here at ASU. So I kind of had to, I knew I had to network a lot and make a lot of connections in order to get an internship in sports. So I just reached out independently to ASU alumni, and specifically ASU MBA alumni who work in sports, to try and find avenues of where I could go, what I could do. And I was eventually able to land one with the Indiana Pacers this past summer. So that was fantastic. I wanted to work in the NBA. So that was honestly a dream come true. It was really great. So
can you elaborate a little bit about what your role was and maybe what your project was over the summer?
Sure. So we worked on the logistics and operations and travel team, or I did. And so we coordinated basically everything that they have a WNBA team, the Indiana Fever, that their season is over the summer. So we coordinated everything with them. We scheduled everything for the NBA Summer League that was going on, the NBA Draft, and all of the logistics of people coming in for workouts, leaving for workouts, teams coming in to practice, teams going out to the Summer League, and then the whole WNBA schedule. In addition to anyone that was traveling within the company for whatever reasons that they're traveling, we handled that as well. So kind of similar to what I did in the Olympics, it's a lot of logistics and coordination and operations. So,
okay. Yeah. So this is kind of something that's different from what most people have done over summer. Is there a pitch for like recommending why people should get into the sports business after an MBA?
Yeah, I mean, I think the MBA specifically gives you a lot of skills that you can apply anywhere in sports. If you're interested in working in sports, whether it be marketing, whether it be analytics, whether it be operations, whether it be sales, you can apply a lot of what we've learned in school to those different fields in sports post-MBA.
Is there a lot of traveling? You have to travel with the team?
I mean, it depends on what your role is, okay. But if you're team operations side, then definitely you'd be traveling as well.
So I'm going to ask you a few questions about your personal likes.
Sure.
Hopefully you'll remember what your favorite things are, so we'll see.
Here we go.
So what do you do in your leisure time when you have some outside of working?
Yeah, so we play a lot of intramural sports. Mm-hmm. We're in a softball league right now, and we've played intramural basketball every season, so we try to do that a lot. I read a lot. I'm always I read a lot of current events. I read a lot of sports related articles. And there's a website called 538 that's statistics based that I really like. I read a lot of their stuff. Other than that, I love traveling. I try to go. I have a bunch of really close friends from college and then post college that live around the country that I try to go see when I get weekends off or when I get time. So. Those are a few things.
Okay. Do you watch movies? Do you have a favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Yeah. Man, there's a couple. What my favorite all time probably is Gladiator.
Oh yeah.
With Russell Crowe. Yeah. First time I saw it, I was like, "This is incredible." Yeah. It's always been my favorite. Yeah.
I was very young when I watched that movie as well, and I was like blown.
Yeah. Incredible. I love it still. Yeah.
What about TV shows? Do you binge on certain TV shows? Do you have a favorite one?
Occasionally. I'm more into like documentaries and like docuseries. I really like true crime, Making a Murderer. I just watched The Staircase, which is a really good one. So mostly documentaries or docuseries type shows is what I like watching.
And what about music? You have a favorite artist or a genre of music?
Oh, so I played basketball for 20 years, so that kind of goes along with hip-hop and rap. I listened to a lot of that over the years, and I really like it. But my parents grew me up on like classic rock and oldies, and then I'm from Iowa. They play a lot of country there, so I know some of that. I've recently gotten into some more EDM stuff, so kind of all over the place, I guess. Yeah.
And you talked about reading a lot. Do you have a favorite book or a book series?
Favorite book. Favorite author, John Krakauer, who wrote Into Thin Air, Into the Wild, which Into Thin Air is about Mount Everest, and he climbed it, and there's a big catastrophe there, and Into the Wild has been made into a movie recently. Right. And he has all of his other books are really good, too. They're not as well known, but they're... There's incredible stories that he's really good at telling them and kind of humanizing them and makes it feel like you're there experiencing it. So,
right. Did you read Michael Lewis's Moneyball?
Yeah. Read the book, seen the movie, loved them both.
Okay.
They were fantastic.
All right. And if you could choose a person in history that you'd like to chat with, get to know them better, who would that be and why?
Wow, one person? Probably Martin Luther King Jr. I don't know. I feel like he stood for a lot of really good things and obviously practiced nonviolence, and the principles that he used to guide his life are something that a lot of people should emulate. So I think it would be great to pick his brain about that.
And what are your pet peeves? Do you have any? And would like
pet peeves? Some? Yeah. People who drive slow or don't or leave too much space at stoplights, that really bothers me. So if everyone starts going and then one person waits too long and there's just a huge gap, so that's one thing. Maybe like cigarettes, does that count? I don't know, like smoking. I know vaping or the vape things are big these days, but I don't really like cigarettes, so.
All right. So what do you want to do after graduation? Do you have a job lined up or what kind of company you want to work for?
Yeah, so I'm working with NCAA, hopefully, on a position with them. And then I'm still looking around. I want to work in the MBA, I think, eventually, in an analytical role. So I'm still trying to work on that. The thing is with sports is a lot of those positions – it's unusual. They don't hire for the next spring when you graduate. They try to hire immediately. So if I apply for something now, they want to hire me within 2 weeks and not in May when we graduate. So I have to wait a little longer than most for opportunities to come open. But I'm still working on that.
Do they hire like at the beginning of the season a lot and then it kind of dies out?
Yeah. Okay. So it just depends on their need, right? Mm-hmm. So... there's a lot of turnover in sports, too, so people will leave kind of throughout the year, and then something will randomly jump open. But definitely at the beginning and at the end of seasons are the biggest hiring processes, I would say.
if you got to choose, which team would you like to work for?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I would say any NBA team, but my favorite is the Memphis Grizzlies, so it'd be awesome to work for them one day, maybe.
And in the long term, like, where do you see yourself in 10 years or so?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to either head the performance analytics team at an NBA team. So perform on the in analytics, there's the business side of selling tickets and merchandise, and you can do analytics on that. And then there's the player side of improving the player's performance through analytics. So I'd want to head a team a manager of a team for an NBA franchise, hopefully.
All right. So you kind of did your sports thing and then you came to the NBA. If somebody really wants to get an MBA, what's your advice for someone who's probably looking to pursue an MBA, or maybe someone who's gotten in and they don't know what's coming up for them in the first year, which is, from my perspective, pretty tough.
Yeah, specifically in sports, or are you talking just in general?
Just in general. So somebody who's leaving what they were doing behind and coming in.
Yeah, I would say come in with an open mind would probably be my first suggestion. Obviously, we have a ton of people from all over the world that have come with varying backgrounds of work experience, life experience, where they've come from. So, yeah, and so through that, like, you just have to be able to work with all different kinds of people, all different kinds of personalities, people who are good at different things. Some may be similar to what you're good at. Some may be different from what you're good at. So if you just keep an open mind and make sure you work hard and, like, know how to collaborate with different sets of people, I think you'll do well.
Right. And is there anything you want to plug, just something you're passionate about, you want people to follow, or you want people to experience, something you've done in your life?
Oh, man. I don't know. One thing I'm trying to do this, like, last semester here at ASU is just experience a lot more of the school that I feel like I haven't taken advantage of while I've been here. I mean, there's so many, like, good speakers on campus. Howard Schultz came a few weeks ago. There's so many events that you can go to. I mean, there's clubs that you can join even if you're a grad student that could be fun. There's sports events that you can go to, there's plays, there's any type of art show. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there to experience, and I'm trying to do that this last semester, and I would encourage everyone else to do that as well.
Nice. And how would you like your peers to remember you once you're done with your MBA?
Oh, man. I would like them to say that it was always positive, full of energy. Like to have a lot of fun, but worked hard along the way, I guess.
And then just last at the end, I just want to ask you if you want to give out your email address or anywhere you're active on social media to people who are interested in knowing more about you.
Yeah, sure. My email is Ian, I-A-N, period, Rewalt, R-E-W-O-L-D as in dog, T as in tango, at asu.edu.
Anywhere on social media?
I mean, I'm on Facebook and Snapchat, but that's it. You can look me up if you want.
Yeah, that brings us to the end. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, and thanks for having me. Thank you for sharing so much. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks to our listeners for listening, and we'll see you in the next one. Goodbye. Ian has a bright future in sports business, and I hope he gets what he wants from his career. All the best to you, Ian. To our listeners, thank you so much for listening. We are on Spotify, Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, and every other podcast platform. I shall see you in the next one, so goodbye and peace.